WTAW News Time is 5 after 8, 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. One of the Bryan School District's middle schools will have a new principal and assistant principal next year. That follows the resignation of Principal Lindsay Harris, who is moving to Georgetown, and reassigning assistant Patrick Corbett as the district's new fine arts director. School Board President Doug Wannenberger was among those praising Corbett's time with the Marine Corps White House Concert Band.
There is none better anywhere. Yes. And it's commonly accepted to be the finest concert band in the world, and anybody who can play in that is an accomplished individual.
Corbett was also responsible for coordinating concert tour logistics and evaluating personnel. After 20 years in the Marines, Corbett was the head band director and fine arts department chairman at a San Antonio high school known for its mariachi band. He takes over for Nick Lugerio, who is moving to the Houston suburb of Pasadena. The principal openings at Jane Long follow resignations at Rayburn, Houston, and Mitchell, which have been filled for next year. A College Station woman arrested 3.5 years ago for embezzling $275,000 from her former employer is headed to prison. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, 59-year-old Deborah Sykes will report to jail in 30 days for the white-collar crime. Prosecutors say Sykes may be eligible for probation after serving 6 months of a 10-year sentence if she is paid restitution in full. Prosecutors also say a Brazos County District Court jury found a Hempstead man guilty of his fourth DWI. 52-year-old Shane Terrell was arrested 2 years ago after his SUV struck a car in the intersection of Texas and Deacon in College Station. Terrell's SUV flipped over another car and then rolled into the Wings and More. The DA's office also reports a Bryan man was convicted of walking out of the Target store last December with PlayStation games in his pants, then threatening a Target loss prevention officer with a box cutter knife. 31-year-old Anthony Cerno was sentenced to 20 years in prison due to a prior robbery conviction in Robertson County, where he was sentenced to 10 years. The College Station City Council at its last meeting approved selling more than $86 million in debt. Councilman John Nichols on WTAW's The Infomaniacs pointed out refinancing up to $56 million in existing debt at lower interest rates for the next 12 years.
We save the taxpayers $400,000 a year by refunding the bonds. Now, that's no bright light in the councilman's mind. That's our good city financial officer and what they're doing.
Another $30 million in certificates of obligation instead of bonds that could require a public vote will finance, among other things, the design and other startup expenses for College Station's new police department campus, along with streets and electric and water department projects. With all the recent rainfall, it's not just health officials asking you to reduce the local mosquito population by getting rid of standing water. That was one of the talking points from Bryan Mayor Jason Byinski during his latest visit on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
We talked about the dunks and the plunks are free to the citizens in the neighborhoods. That'll treat small and larger areas and ponds, so contact our City Environmental Services Department for those.
In College Station, residents can get mosquito dunks through their neighborhood or homeowners associations. If that does not include you, contact City Hall for more information. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 71 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. One more look at news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, Aggie owner and operator of Brazos Moving and Storage. It's time to get the clutter out of your home. Brazos Moving and Storage has you covered. Your one-stop shop for moving, self-storage, and truck rental needs. We have RV, boat, and climate control storage. Rent now with $0 move-in, no deposit, and 1 month free. Our brand new storage location is on Highway 6 in front of the Texas World Speedway. Stop by for a free quote. Call 979-776-1800 or go online to BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
Let's check some weather. It's 8:10, brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East or click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
Right now, the showers and thunderstorms are up over the northern part of the state, but we'll keep a watch out for convection in our area as the day goes on. Mostly cloudy skies develop. There could be a few showers and thunderstorms later today, 85 to 90, turning partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun develops tomorrow. There's a chance for showers and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. Partly sunny Wednesday, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm, and 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There goes 8:11. Time to talk about something that really has become an integral part of our community. That's Habitat for Humanity. Carl Roscoe's here this morning. Carl, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
A lot of folks know you from all sorts of... You've been in Bryan College Station forever?
Right. Born and raised and been in radio and television for 20 years.
Exactly. So. But, you know, what you've been doing for the last few years is being out there telling the story of Habitat for Humanity.
Right. Been with Habitat for about 3 years now.
And it's really, you know, it's such a great story. I don't know that I agree with Jimmy Carter in politics on much of anything, but, you know... He was really one of the people who put Habitat on the map for a lot of
yeah,
different communities.
Yeah, and a lot of people associated thinking that he started Habitat, which he did not. Millard Fullard actually started it, but you can't help the recognition he brought to it.
Sure,
no doubt about it.
One of the things that's also neat about what we have here in Bryan College Station is, I mean, you have an entire street of houses that you've done.
Yes,
I mean,
yes, we do.
It's over by the Bryan Main Post Office. Pretty amazing situation. Pretty
definitely.
Good story.
Definitely, we've got got four subdivisions actually here in Bryan College Station. Our biggest one is Angels Gate. It's got over 100 homes. We just finished up one on Martin Luther King, which is Faith Subdivision. That was 24 homes that we finished in 2014.
So the numbers are, how many homes have we done now?
We just did the wall raises on 268 this past Saturday. We raised the walls.
Let that sink in for a minute. And it's a need that's every place. It's just we seem to be very blessed in Bryan College Station for that.
What's interesting about that number as well is just when you think about the size of the town that we are, I mean, 200,000 on a good day, game day type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We're behind people like San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin. So they're a little bit bigger than us.
Yeah,
And yet we are one of the top five habitats in the state, thanks to the great people at Bryan College Station.
And that's it. And businesses as well. That's
definitely
one of the most important things.
Most
and I know that's what you really want to be focused on today, is saying that there are opportunities for businesses to be able to be involved in Habitat. Tell us about that.
That's Corporate Challenge is what we're doing. Corporate Challenge is something we've done for the last 13 years. It was actually thought of by a local businessman, Larry Hodges, with Copy Corner. And it's just basically has been going on very, very, very successful for the last 13 years because of the support we get from local business. And what it is we go out, we ask small, medium, large businesses to provide sponsorships. Those sponsorships provide the funding that we use to build a home for a qualified Habitat family. But that also allows the company to they can use it as a team building effort type mm-hmm. thing to let their employees get to know each other outside of work, but also to help the community that they serve, they work, and they live in, type of thing. Sometimes they're helping people that they pass by and work with on a daily basis and not even know it, type of thing.
Well, and the other thing that's great about Habitat and what it makes it attractive to anybody who wants to give is that the people, the recipients of these homes, have put in equity as well.
Right, and a lot of people, they put 500 hours of sweat equity hours. They have to put 300 in just before we ever start on their home, which means they have to pay it forward. They got to work on somebody else's home.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things that people think, a lot of times, that Habitats are giving away free homes. These are not free homes. They are interest-free. So these individual families have to go through a very strenuous process to qualify. But they're paying back an interest-free loan. They have a mortgage. It's 20- or 30-year mortgage, but they're paying it back. And those funds, in turn, help us continue to do what we're doing.
Right. So. And you end up with people who couldn't take that first step, but they become, and again, when they're given that opportunity, those folks more often than not able to take care of their business.
Something we use a lot at Habitat is it's a hand up, not a hand out.
Right.
And Scott, you and I both know that anything we've ever worked for has a lot more value than anything that's been given to us.
Sure.
Type of thing. And it's no different than our homeowners. They want to get there. They don't want anything free. They want to work for it. They just can't qualify for a conventional loan per se. So they this program is designed for them. They're working sometimes two and three jobs at a time to provide for their family, and they just want an opportunity.
So if you have a business and you want to be part of this corporate challenge, what do they need to do?
Simply can go on our website, habitatbcs.org, habitatbcs.org, or they can do it the old-fashioned way and call us at 979-823-7200, and my extension is 104. I don't know whether you remember that or not, but 823-7200 is will get you to Habitat via phone.
I got you. Is there a deadline or anything?
Well, we're trying to raise the walls on Saturday, June 25th.
Okay.
And that's kind of the quasi-deadline, I guess, if you will. But we're trying to get all the funding done before that so that we're set and we're ready. And I do want to remind all the any businesses that might be interested in it that there is going to be there's a television part of this, there's a print part of this, and a radio part of this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your logo not only helping your employees, but your business also can be recognized for that, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that being recognized about the community that you're serving.
Certainly. Well, again, it's a clean organization, and this thing is doing well. I didn't know we had 284 homes. That's really an incredible number.
Yeah, I'm not responsible for all of them. I will tell you that this is we've been around for 26 years, so it's been a great process. A lot of great people have come before me, and my job is to just keep it rolling and keep it going.
Okay, give them the number and website again.
The website is habitatbcs.org. There's actually a tab on there that it says listed as Corporate Challenge, and the phone number is 979-823-7200, extension 104.
All right, good. Carl Roscoe, thanks, buddy. All right, that's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Ben Welch for his influence in the community. Ben is a part of the executive leadership team at Mays Business School and has worked at A&M for 28 years. Ben was recently quoted, "You make a living by what you get, but you make a life by what you give." A graduate of Leadership Brazos, he serves on the board of directors for Junior Achievement and as a deacon at First Baptist Church. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Ben Welch for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, time to talk about things going on in the Brazos Valley and Arts, and CEO Chris Dyer's here. How are you today, Chris?
Happy to be here.
Good. You got a guest with you today.
I do. We have the executive director of our premier natural history museum. We have Deborah Kalman here with us from the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History. Is it Natural Museum? I don't know.
Yeah,
it's that's BV first or BV after, but you know, it's Brazos it
right.
Valley.
Yeah, you got it right the first time.
Yeah, it's the one inside the Brazos Center. Good to see you again, Deborah. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
Great. What do you got going on?
Well, starting June 6th, we have our summer nature camp. You know, we're the longest summer nature camp in the Brazos Valley. So we've got some fabulous things. We've got Microscopic Mayhem, Wild Wild West, Bugging Out, If Rocks Could Talk, Young Naturalists, All About Anatomy, Flying Flyers, Dinosaur Detectives, Button Gardeners,
wow,
and Forces of Nature. So
okay, just
really
a few
cool
there.
Yeah, just a few. With different every week.
What are our age groups that we're going for?
4 to 12.
Okay, and what time of day does it happen?
It's 9 to 3, but we also have before and after camp. So you can drop them off at 8 and pick them up after 5.
Wow, and you can sign up for all of them if you want to, huh?
Yes, and we have sign up online.
Okay.
You can just go to our website and click on Summer Nature Camp and register right online.
Our numbers limited in any of these cases?
Numbers are limited. We have a student-teacher ratio of a teacher and a helper to 10 kids.
Okay.
So we do open up, we do have wait lists, and we will open up extra classes if we get enough kids.
Okay.
But yeah, classes are filling up.
That's fun. Glad to hear that. So go to the website for that. And what else you got going on?
Well, we're really excited because we have a new exhibit coming in. It's called Tarzan, Myth and Mystery. And that opens Thursday, June 16th at 6 o'clock. We have a gentleman who's a Tarzan bibliophile that's going to be coming all the way from Iowa Falls, Texas, or someplace like that.
Okay.
Iowa. Anyway, but we're very excited about it. It's a really fabulous collection. We'll have rare books, rarely seen movie posters.
Oh, fun.
Taxidermied animals from Africa, just all kinds of cool memorabilia. It's all Edgar Rice Burroughs.
Sure. Yep. Absolutely. Okay. Yep. So, and if they want some more information about summer camps or the Tarzan exhibit, what do they do?
They can call the museum at 979-776-2195, or they can go to our website, www.brazosvalleymuseum.org.
Great. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
What else you got?
Well, I have to say that a lot of our affiliates have these wonderful camps, and, you know, they're not daycares. These are like where they're really affordably priced, and they're going to learn, you know, and the Natural History Museum is a prime example of that. So if you want your kids to get a really premier experience, you know, check it out. We have all that information on acbv.org. And also coming up, we had Mirka in here a while back. She is a engraver and she does woodcuts, and we're opening Into the Wood next week, which would actually be Friday. I don't have the date in front of me, but we'll have that exhibit running for a month. So check it out. And again, acbv.org.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
What projects are on your spring list? New fence, new landscaping, trimming trees? Let Sioux Falls Prater Equipment help you get ready. Batteries for your equipment, still handheld products, pressure washers, lawnmowers, compact tractors, they have it all. Don't let this spring sneak up on you unprepared. Stop by and visit their friendly parts reps to find out how you can save. Like up to $15 off Strongbox batteries and more for a limited time only. Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The bottled water industry is taking heat as some communities push back against bottling plants, citing drought concerns and environmental impacts. Voters in Hood River County, Oregon, last week approved the nation's first ban on commercial water bottling. The vote could kill an 8-year effort by a division of Swiss giant Nestle to open a bottling water plant about 40 miles east of Portland. Coca-Cola is halting production in Venezuela of its namesake beverage due to a sugar shortage brought on by the country's grinding economic crisis. The Atlanta-based company says local suppliers had run out of the raw material. Last month, Venezuela's largest food and beverage company stopped production of beer because of a lack of imported barley. The Angry Birds movie is the top movie at the box office, knocking Captain America off its perch as number one. The animated movie brought in $39 million in its first weekend in theaters. Captain America was second, taking $33 million. On Wall Street, futures are a little changed. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we're honoring Memorial Day with our Salute to Freedom event with special savings for you and military discounts for our veterans. Bubba Dixon here inviting you to bring your family in to meet our family and share in the savings not just for one day, but all month long. Tom Light Chevrolet has an amazing selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from, like a Chevy Equinox, the perfect SUV for a three-day weekend family getaway. Or pull up to the Memorial Day Parade in your brand new Chevy Silverado. This month, celebrate freedom, celebrate family, and celebrate amazing savings all month long. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or go to TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
We're here for you
every day.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad Mitchell in the studio for Suddenlink right now. I got to tell you, soap opera with swords. It was huge last night, and I'm so glad I got a chance to watch it. And the reason why I got a chance to watch it, I wanted to have a relaxing weekend. So I took the big TV, I moved it into my bedroom, didn't want to do a whole lot of hooking and unhooking of things. So I just took my Apple TV in there and made it pretty simple just to hook up that one thing. But the cool thing about Apple TV is that it works on my streaming internet connection that I get from Suddenlink. And and my internet connection is awesome. I have a really fast one because I do a lot of streaming video and I play a lot of video games. And if you have that sort of a thing, it's awesome because Suddenlink will let you choose the speed and data plan you need. I chose a big one. They have a new unlimited data plan available, perfect for big time gamers and data users just like me. It's great. No matter what you need, you can get it from Suddenlink, okay? Give them a call, 877-694-9474. Take advantage of the Switch and Shout event. When you switch, you can get SL200 HD TV, 50 meg internet, and phone for just $69 a month. That's like buying two and getting three for $69 a month. It's awesome. And don't forget to ask them about upgrading to that unlimited data plan. Call them today, 877-694-9474, or visit Suddenlink.com.
Diet, DNA, and feathers. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Birds with red feathers use them to impress potential mates and intimidate the competition. They get their fiery plumage from the foods they eat.
Many birds consume seeds and fruit that contains yellow molecules called carotenoids, and then process these to create red carotenoids, which can, in some species, then be deposited into feathers.
That's Washington University Medical School geneticist Joe Corbo. Now he and an international team of researchers have discovered the enzyme responsible for converting the yellow pigments into red ones. They were surprised to discover that almost all birds have a copy of the gene, which likely aids color vision. But they report in Current Biology that only some species have evolved the ability to regulate the gene so that it produces eye-catching crimson plumage. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Oh, we're going to do this now. Okay, let's do some weather. Okay, 826, the weather's brought to you, supported by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Well, chance of some showers, maybe at about 20% today, but still in all, it's going to be an all right day, a little warmer, kind of like yesterday was, 87 or so for a high temperature, down to 72 tonight, about 88 for tomorrow, and then we'll have sunshine for the middle part of the week. On Thursday, we'll start with a 20% chance of rain, it moves to 50% in the afternoon, and then on Friday, a 70% chance of showers, high of only 82. Right now, winds out of the southeast at 6 miles an hour, overcast skies, and where we've been all morning, we're at 70 right now.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com.
When every step you take hurts.
Ow, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
Years ago, the Texas Railroad Commission oversaw the operations of railroads. These days, the commission is left cleaning up the train wreck caused by Obama's energy policies. But Obama's not alone. 15-year career politician Wayne Christian is just as bad. Christian supports subsidizing green energy, leaving taxpayers on the hook, like Obama did in California with Solyndra. Wayne Christian and Barack Obama, wrong for Texas. There's a better choice for Texas Railroad Commissioner, Gary Gates. Gates is a business owner with a record of growing jobs. He understands the commission's role overseeing the oil and gas industry and knows private sector solutions work best. And Gates opposes Obama's regulations and says no subsidizing green energy. We don't need career politician Wayne Christian. The Railroad Commission needs a proven business owner, Gary Gates, not an Austin insider, not a career politician.
I'm Gary Gates, and I don't care about political correctness. I care about Texas. Political ad paid for by Gary Gates for Texas.
Kim Commando here. In just a few weeks, schools will be out for the summer and vacation swings into full gear. If you're staying in hotels this summer, listen up. No matter how fluffy and cozy those hotel towels and robes are, you'll get into serious trouble if you happen to slip one or two into your suitcase. Many hotels are now embedding tiny M&M-sized RFID tracking chips into all their linens, These radio frequency ID devices will set off a silent alarm to alert the hotel that someone's up to no good. A major hotel in Honolulu said it had no choice. It was losing 4,000 towels a month just at the pool. That's $192,000 a year. In most cases, the tracking sensors are installed in all the elevators, so they'll sense the stolen towels and robes, even in luggage. Some hotels even prosecute. For now, it looks like you're welcome to still take the shampoo and conditioner, though. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Exciting news from Epson. Introducing Epson's revolutionary EcoTank printers for home and office. And listen to this, cartridge-free printing. Epson has pioneered an innovative refillable ink tank, ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to affordably print up to 8,500 pages in full color. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer powered by Epson's leading-edge precision core technology. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. An unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to epson.com/ecotank to learn more. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Recent rains in the state's first case of West Nile virus means reminders to remove standing water. Reducing the local mosquito population was on the mind of Brian Mayor Jason Bayinski in his latest visit on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
Definitely can cause an increase in mosquitoes. The West Nile and Zika viruses are of a concern to us at the city of Bryan. So if you've got potted plants and tires and standing water, please deal with those.
Bryan residents can get free mosquito dunks and plunks at the city's environmental services office. College Station residents can contact their homeowners or neighborhood associations. And if that doesn't include you, contact City Hall. State officials say there have been 36 cases of the Zika virus, 35 who were infected while traveling outside the U.S., and the 36th who had sexual contact with someone who got the virus outside the U.S. The Bryan School District will have four new principals, a new division director, and possibly a high school mariachi band next fall. Personnel actions at the last school board meeting included hiring a new district-wide fine arts director. Patrick Corbett spent the last 3 years as assistant principal at Jane Long Middle School. Trustee Trey Moore and Superintendent Tommy Wallace talked about Corbett's time at a San Antonio high school famous for their mariachi band.
When you watch UIL mariachi competition, Fox is... It's one of the best in the state of Texas. And, you know, we've been mumbling about loving to see something like that here in Bryan ISD. And anybody that has some experience with it at Fox would be a great person to help us get that program launched.
We talked to him at great length in our interview. And I feel confident that we'll see something like that.
Fox is good at it.
Corbett, who was also praised for his position in the Marine Corps White House Concert Band, is taking over for Nick Legerio, who is moving to Pasadena. Jane Long will also have a new principal next year following the resignation of Lindsay Harris, who is moving to Georgetown. New principals have already been hired for next year at Sam Rayburn, Houston, and Mitchell schools. Stealing $275,000 from her former employer means prison time for a College Station woman. How long 59-year-old Deborah Sykes serves depends in part to how much restitution she pays. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, Sykes may be eligible for probation after 6 months if she pays back what she took while working for a local engineering company. The maximum punishment is 10 years. Sykes, who was the main bookkeeper and in charge of paying all the bills, worked at the same firm for 27 years. The new bookkeeper found Sykes used company money to pay for hundreds of purposes, including trips to the Caribbean and Las Vegas, clothing, makeup, and eating out. The DA's office also announced a plea agreement involving a Bryan man who admitted threatening a Target store employee with a box cutter knife after walking out the Bryan store with PlayStation games in his pants. 31-year-old Anthony Cerna, who had a prior robbery conviction in Robertson County, was sentenced to 20 years for the robbery last December. A Brazos County District Court jury this week found a Hempstead man guilty of drunk driving for the fourth time. 52-year-old Shane Terrell agreed to a 40-year prison term for the DWI crash that happened in College Station 2 years ago. Prosecutors say the SUV he was driving hit a car at Texas and Deakin, flipped over another car, and rolled into the Wings and More. Action at the last College Station City Council meeting included selling more than $86 million in bonds, up to $56 million in refinancing existing debt that Councilman John Nichols on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says will save more than $400,000 a year.
Now, that's no bright light in the councilman's mind. That's our good city financial officer and what their work they're doing. Refunding bonds with low interest rates is a smart thing to do, and most organizations are doing it. I just wanted to point that out, that we got that in the bank.
The refinancing will generate $4.6 million in savings over the next 12 years. Instead of going to voters for a bond issue last year, the council approved certificates of obligation to finance $30 million of new spending. That money goes into, among other things, streets, utilities, and College Station's new police department campus. The Brazos County Jail has received another clean bill of health from the state. Sheriff Chris Kirk has announced a two-day inspection this week by the Texas Commission on Jail Standards found Brazos County to be in compliance. The inspection covered the main detention center, along with the county's low-risk facility and a holding area on the first floor of the courthouse. Three of the state's supported living centers, including Brenham, has elevated levels of lead in the water. While state officials have not decided if they'll test residents and employees for lead poisoning, Dennis Burrell of the Coalition of Texans with Disabilities hope they do.
Maybe this is a call to say, you know, rather than continuing to pour a lot of money into dilapidated infrastructure, we might examine whether, hey, maybe let's pick the best of these 13, consolidate it, and close down some of these things where you're just throwing good money after bad.
The centers in Brenham, San Angelo, and El Paso are consuming bottled water. Those locations were tested in January after the Austin Center was found to have lead in the water in 2014. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 71 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. You can find news online anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Years ago, the Texas Railroad Commission oversaw the operations of railroads. These days, the commission is left cleaning up the train wreck caused by Obama's energy policies. But Obama's not alone. 15-year career politician Wayne Christian is just as bad. Christian supports subsidizing green energy, leaving taxpayers on the hook, like Obama did in California with Solyndra. Wayne Christian and Barack Obama, wrong for Texas. There's a better choice for Texas Railroad Commissioner, Gary Gates. Gates is a business owner with a record of growing jobs. He understands the commission's role overseeing the oil and gas industry and knows private sector solutions work best. And Gates opposes Obama's regulations and says no subsidizing green energy. We don't need career politician Wayne Christian. The Railroad Commission needs a proven business owner, Gary Gates, not an Austin insider, not a career politician.
I'm Gary Gates, and I don't care about political correctness. I care about Texas. Political ad paid for by Gary Gates for Texas.
Are you having trouble losing weight, feeling tired all the time, having difficulty sleeping, or just feel like you're aging too fast? There is a solution, and Herbs to Go has it. Herbs to Go has over 600 unique products that can help you meet your goals. Call Herbs to Go today at 979-279-2861. That's 979-279-2861. Helping people find natural alternatives to health problems since 1999. Visit herbstogo.com.
Howdy, my name's Mary, and I've always had problems that cause me anxiety, such as major tests coming up, going to doctor's appointments, public speaking, or worrying about a family member. But now I have found a solution, a product called Anxiousless. It works without making me drowsy, and it's not habit-forming. I called Herbs to Go and ordered my Anxiousless, and now my life has changed. Call Herbs to Go at 979-279-2861 or go to herbstogo.com.
Let's check some weather, shall we, at 8:39. Our weather is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
There's some moisture moving into the region from the Gulf of Mexico. Clouds, they'll be filling in today, and there'll be some showers and thunderstorms popping up during the day, 85 to 90. Overnight, we're partly to mostly cloudy and 70 to 75. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine, a few showers and thunderstorms possible during the day, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Partial sun Wednesday, chance for a thunderstorm, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, so let me see. How many times did you watch somebody text while they were driving on the road with you this weekend?
Too many.
Yeah, I mean, it happens, and that's... So now, Chelsea, you were in the big city.
I was.
Is it better, worse, the same there? Did you notice?
I didn't do a lot of driving while I was there.
Okay.
And so I didn't really notice, but, you know... Dallas, I don't believe, has a law against it, yeah. So it's probably... I know that places like Austin and San Antonio do, but it just, you know, I don't know. I didn't really notice a lot whenever I was there.
Well, I hate to say that there's less because the students aren't here, but I think it's correct.
I do. I do, too. Mm-hmm. Well, just because that age group texts more in general.
Sure.
You know, not necessarily are they more irresponsible,
no.
But they just text more in general, so they're going to text more at all times.
Distracted drivers beware. Citizens are now using... social media to call you out when you misbehave behind the wheel.
Mm.
ABC says Facebook pages designed to shame are popping up in U.S. cities. In the aforementioned Dallas, there is a Facebook page called You Can't Drive Dallas that is devoted to outing distracted drivers. Drivers are recording distracted drivers and then posting the clips.
But see, this is where I get confused, because if they're recording the people texting, they're using their phones while driving.
Yes.
I know there may be someone in the car doing it for them or a passenger or whatever, but it to me, that just defeats the whole purpose of distracted driving when you're more worried about the driver next to you.
Yep. You need to just keep both hands on the wheel
and
go, here, take my phone and record this person. No.
Well, and my thing, if it's something that really is an issue and somebody is driving really recklessly because of that, then call the cops on them.
Yeah. And in most cases, I think, I haven't done it a lot, but if I get into a situation where I just see that it's craziness, I'd just as soon pull over and wait.
Right.
You know, just get out of that hole. Because whether it's distracted driving or if it's road rage or whatever, just... back off.
Yep.
Back
stay
down.
Away.
Yeah, I mean, if I drive up on somebody and I see that they're 2 feet, they're following 2 feet distance between them and the car in front of them, I'm backing down. I mean, I don't need to be in the middle of that. That's if they got a deal going on between the two of them, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
I just see a page like that to lawsuits and, you know, I don't know. I see, you know, somebody going after someone who was on this page because they got called out on bad driving, and then someone else went after them on the road.
Bullying,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Bullying, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cyberbullying.
Everybody wants to be offended. Mm. So there, go be offended if you want to. All right, so about 80% of the food in U.S. American grocery stores is genetically modified. And a new report from a leading science organization says that generally it's safe for humans and the environment. The National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine concluded that tinkering with genetics in corn and potatoes and apples and that kind of stuff does not produce Frankenfoods. Food that's, devoured by Al Franken? Oh, no. No. Some opponents claim that they do, but CBS says generally modified foods... increasing the food supply to help increase crops and food that will feed people and critters and all that. And what's happened, you know, some of the GMOs have been, for instance, to control weeds that are going to be treated by chemicals or some other way, and the better that you can do to make them resistant to a certain situation, then that means the less chemical has to be used to bring them to harvest. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. Anyway.
Genetically modified stuff, you know, everybody, it's like it has a stigma, but it's not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
You know?
That's, well, again, it's we wish we could eat unadulterated food, but, you know, we can't anymore. It's 844. Tired of slaving away at that meaningless, mindless job where you have to be present for 8 long hours every day. Fear not. Fabulous opportunities await if you're lucky enough to be between the ages of 19 and 35. Well, I can't. So.
Woo!
All right, there you go,
all right,
Chelsea.
Brad.
There, okay.
Let's do it, Chelsea.
All right.
What is this?
The Wall Street Journal reports one of the hottest new boutique businesses is to become a millennial advisor.
It's like a life coach, right?
You show companies what what this often misunderstood generation really wants. Lindsay Pollack claims millennials want their work to be meaningful. They crave feedback constantly, and they hate voicemails. In fact, there are 400 contestants waiting to help, excuse me, consultants, waiting to help you connect on LinkedIn. If you go to LinkedIn, you got to change your password now because they ripped off a bunch of those. But anyway, they charge $20,000 an hour on the high end. Man, what kind of a business have you got to justify that?
I don't know. Just to say, like, millennials like Ninja Turtles.
Well, and how many, right.
Yeah, okay.
And how many of those, you know, CEOs or whoever is up there at the top have kids who are that age and could just ask them around
just
the dinner
sit
table?
Just sit at the dinner table. It's free.
Oh, wait, no, that takes talking to your children.
Wouldn't want to be doing that.
No.
But again, and what kind of a business do you have that if you are able to increase your number of millennials in your market, that you can afford $20,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be $20,000 off your bottom line, your profit, for whatever this is.
Surely they're not bringing in that much revenue.
No, that's it.
Know?
And again, like you said, they just go in and go, they like Ninja Turtles.
$20,000.
Yeah, and you can go ahead and give me the check now. Okay,
they don't like voicemails.
Yeah, really?
It's true.
They don't like talking on the phone at all,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Texting's where it's at.
Look at that. Okay.
$20,000, thanks.
Violence at a Taco Bell in West Virginia. We'll have that in a minute.
Oh, yeah. Sounds
when your group
juicy.
Calls itself One Love, well, that made me want to know more. And sure enough, this is an official Aggie organization that just wants to do good. And in my book, that's a bravo. You could just start and end their story with their mission statement. Here it is. We are a group of like-minded individuals dedicated to finding and showing others the beauty in life every day through loving others, yourself, and the world around you. We put on events and programs that enhance the overall wellness and satisfaction of life, as well as help people learn to care for and respect the world we live in. We want to help people weave a common thread of love throughout all aspects of their life. Boy, that sounds good. I talked to Hannah Schneider, the vice chair for membership, and she took it a step further.
We're a group of just like-minded individuals looking to make a positive influence on A&M and on our community and on a global level. We focus primarily on human and environmental justice, which overall seems very, very broad. So what we do is our organization's broken down into 8 separate committees, and each of those kind of focus on a different group of topics or subjects that we would want to focus on. Most of them are environmentally based or human. Humanity-based, such as the new committee this year that's called We Are, and it's Aggies for Respect and Equality. And so we kind of just try to focus on what our members are most passionate about, and we kind of give them a medium in which to, like, see their passions through, pretty much.
Now, if you're thinking that this sounds like a political group, Hannah says, no, that's not what they're about.
We won't necessarily affiliate with any type of political ideas or anything. We're very much an accepting organization. We focus on the fact that out of all the things that make us different, the things that make us similar are more important. And no matter what different trials or places that people come from, we all we're the same, we're humans. And so we focus on that and how we need to love each other and love ourselves and love the world around you.
Did you hear Hannah say humans? Yeah, that's what caught my eye. They have a program called Humans of TAMU. I thought it was pretty fascinating.
It's inspired by Humans of New York, which is a very, very popular photo project by a photographer in New York who, what he does is just goes around and gets stories from just your average New Yorkers, and then he'll take a photo of them and post it along with their story. Kind of just shows the diversity and the humanity and the different stories behind all the, you know, faces that you might just see on the street. And so what we've done is we thought that that would be really beneficial for Texas A&M, you know, our community here, to kind of see like the different diversity and the unity that we can have, the similarities of what stories people can relate to. So what we did is kind of just the same concept, you know, we go around Texas A&M University and just see if someone catches our eye, and then casually strike up a conversation with them, and then kind of just share what they have to say. Of course, we get their permission and everything, but it's proven to be very, very successful. So we're very, very proud of it.
Want to know more? Easiest way is just to Google One Love TAMU. That's how I found it. Or Humans of TAMU. They're called One Love, and that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville.
This is Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 8 minutes till. They're called the Peabody Awards. They've been around for 75 years. They're a pretty big deal. They are a pretty big deal. Mm-hmm. They gave out their awards on Saturday night. Journalism Award went to the University of Georgia's School of Journalism. They also recognize excellence by radio and TV stations, network broadcasters, podcasters, along with other organizations and individuals. And so the host was Keegan-Michael Key of Key and Peele.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool.
Noted that there were a number of diverse films and TV shows which won awards, unlike Oscars. Among them, Netflix's first original feature film, Beasts of No Nation.
Hmm.
You guys familiar with this?
I am not.
No.
I don't know that either. Aziz Ansari's Master of None and ABC's Black-ish. Among the other winners, Listen to Me, Marlon was from Showtime. Marvel's Jessica Jones on Netflix. Mr. Robot, USA Network. I've seen a couple of episodes.
I've heard really good things about
it. It's a really interesting show.
Yeah.
Night May Fall on HBO, Leftovers HBO, Unreal on Lifetime, and Wolf Hall on PBS. They did a lot more, but those are some of the ones. And again, winning a Peabody Award's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Pretty big deal. So, and then what, the Billboard Awards were last night?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep.
So did you two watch?
Nope.
Did not watch. Saw a few highlights this morning.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know any of that music anymore. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't know. Were there any that shouldn't have won who did, or some who should have who didn't?
Not sure about actual awards. Yeah. I feel like that kind of stuff always highlights the performances more than who actually wins.
Right.
I know Celine Dion had a really touching performance.
That's what I heard. Her son presented an award to her.
Yeah. And then, of course, it was honoring her late husband.
Sure.
So apparently Britney Spears was back and better than ever.
Uh-huh.
And then Demi Lovato showing her support. support for transgender bathroom laws.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad we had that.
So those were the highlights.
Okay. Well, Adele won top artist. I guess that's not surprising. And female artist as well. Justin Bieber top male artist. Really? That's a shame.
Everyone still loves the Biebs.
I guess so. Country artist was Luke Bryan. Top radio song. Shut Up and Dance, Walk the Moon.
Which is a good one.
It is.
It's cute.
Song.
Yeah.
Top streaming song, The Weeknd, The Hills.
He picked up a lot of awards.
What is The Weeknd?
Well, he's one person, but that's The Weeknd is the name of his. Of him.
That's
I guess.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
That's
so,
okay.
I'm with you there, Scott. I also. Okay. Unaware of The Weeknd.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. He's a newer guy, newer artist, but he picked up like six or seven awards last night.
So do you know this song, The Hills?
I do.
Is it an up-tempo song?
Kind of. He's got an interesting sound.
Can it be our exercise song tomorrow?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right. I got that.
Decades ago, your local electric co-op was formed to make sure everyone who needed electricity had it. As time went on and our communities continued to grow, so did the need for electricity. And time again, we've made certain that that need has been met. Today, we're still doing everything in our power to keep affordable, reliable electricity flowing. It was our purpose then, it's our purpose now, and that'll never change. Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew.
Are you ready to put your experience in construction, welding, or health sciences to work teaching the next generation of skilled workers? If so, Bryan ISD is a full-time teaching position ready for you. A college degree is not required, but if you have more than 3 years of full-time wage-earning experience in welding, construction, or health sciences, then come take a look at teaching. Bryan ISD offers great benefits, a no-copay health center, and a stable retirement plan from the state of Texas. Teach the future at Bryan ISD. Apply online at bryanisd.org.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you could buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
It's all new, all true, family fun that will inspire you. Expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's family fun lineup includes PBS favorite Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live, a mesmerizing experience for the entire family, The Aluminum Show, Straight from the North Pole, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, and experience Jurassic Proportions with Earth's Dinosaur Zoo Live. Sponsored by Shenandoah Veterinary Clinic and Opus Encore. Get your family's tickets now at mscopus.org.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, see, I know that song.
Yeah.
Okay, I've heard that. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
That's In the Night. Boy, the videos are a little disturbing, though.
Yeah, he's an interesting artist.
Yeah, okay. We'll see. All right, so there. All right, so I see here that in the world of movies, Captain America Civil War crossed the $1 billion mark in worldwide box office sales.
Yeah.
Now, again, you guys, either one of you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
I have not.
Okay.
It was great.
Was it?
I've heard good things.
25th movie to pass $1 billion. I mean, I bought bottled water yesterday that had that on the label, okay?
Wow.
The Niagara Water people have Civil War. I mean, I didn't even know what it was. Well, again, I'm not the demo, so I got that. But still, there it was. It's everywhere. All right. Take a Taco Bell and put it in West Virginia and tell me if anything good can come out of that.
Yes.
A West Virginia mother recently charged with child abuse after allegedly punching her 15-year-old son in the face after an argument over the burrito.
Oh,
48-year-old Loretta Lynn Armstrong.
Oh, Loretta Lynn.
Yeah. Officers say that she punched her son after he apparently got the wrong toppings on her burrito.
Well, I would too.
Yeah. Don't make mom mad.
That's right. I mean, it was
just
right
trying
after,
to toughen up.
Right after
teaching
Mother's
a life
Day.
Lesson.
That's right. Well, it said he had gone to Taco Bell earlier in the day. Now, does that mean that she ate and held the anger until later in the day?
Yeah.
Or did they not eat the burrito until later in the day? Because that could be problematic on a whole new level.
Either way, whether it was wrong or right, I bet she still ate the burrito.
Yeah, I think you're probably, she may not have been happy about it, but she went ahead.
Those things will microwave up just fine, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I think that'll be okay. So, graduates of one Southern California high school got one final lesson in spelling when the students at Ontario High School received their diplomas last Thursday. They noticed the name of the school was misspelled. No, Ontario was okay. It was school they misspelled. S-H-C-O-O-L.
You had one job.
Shul.
Yeah, exactly. You have one job. I mean, that's it.
Someone's looking for a new job.
Yeah. That's probably right. All right, so we got that going on.
The season irony is palpable, sorry.
That's okay. Season finales of Gotham and Blindspot tonight. And, man, I finally caught the end of the season for Blacklist. I'm not saying anything.